I'm Allison Ox. You're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults and this social worker's best answer to them. Today, I have a question from someone who wishes to remain anonymous, age 17. What is asexuality caused by? What an amazing question. I want to start by explaining something important. Asexuality is a valid sexual orientation, and there isn't necessarily a reason. So being asexual doesn't come with a list of symptoms and causes. And it doesn't mean you're broken or even dysfunctional. Being asexual is simply a lack of sexual desire for another person. It is important to understand that there is a spectrum within asexuality. Some people are without sexual attraction. Some feel it weekly or occasionally. It is not a black and white issue and can shift over time. Asexuality is classified in the DSM-5, and this causes confusion because people think, gosh, it must be a disorder. I would like to repeat, it is not a disorder, and it is not necessarily caused by anything. You might wonder, because you are 17 and your friends are interested in sex and maybe you're not. Some people wonder if maybe the right person hasn't come along. That's possible, as it is possible that you are asexual or something else could be going on. You need to understand that if you have previously enjoyed sex and now you've lost interest, it could be due to many factors, including medication side effects, health issues, stress, an unsafe relationship, body dysmorphia, gender dysphoria, hormonal changes, trauma, etc. It does not necessarily mean you are asexual. And by the way, if you have a lack of sexual desire for another person, it doesn't mean you are doomed to a life of loneliness either. Intimacy and closeness between two people can occur without sex, through companionship and shared experiences. But if you feel unhappy or feel like you are somehow neglecting some of your needs, you could investigate these challenging feelings with the help of a therapist or a support group. If you are a parent listening, I will share something with you. Peggy Orenstein reports in her book Girls and Sex that over 80% of teens wished they had had more conversations with mom and dad about sexuality and romantic relationships. You might feel awkward, but your kids need guidance here. This is The Things They Ask. Questions can be sent to studio@worldradio.ch. I'm Allison Ox.